Bleacher Report is back at it again, making bizarre headlines about OG Anunoby wanting out of Toronto, and also throwing out one of their worst trade lists involving Toronto Raptors players I've ever seen. So I'm going to break all of that down in this video, so without further ado, let's dive straight into it. Hello everybody, Ben Rogers here, the Raptors Digest, breaking down the latest bit of nonsense coming from Bleacher Report, and it's making the rounds over Raptors Instagram, Reddit, and people are all flustered because a report came out from Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report saying that OG Anunoby, that's right, the Raptors two-way 3-and-D star, wants out of Toronto, given the fact that Scottie Barnes is coming in, playing a similar position, taking up touches, taking up roles, and I don't even have the specific article posting up. I'm not posting that one specifically, because it's just been written off as nonsense. Apparently, the Portland Trailblazers, as well as the Utah Jazz, are the two frontrunners to land OG Anunoby, according to Jake Fisher, but when the report was posted, when it was thrown out online, we had another newsbreaker, media personality come out and speak out on it, and it's none other than the rookie of the year, Scottie Barnes. You know, when League Alerts, this is obviously referencing the Jake Fisher report saying OG's reportedly not happy with his role in Toronto, Scottie Barnes responded saying a close source said it's bad news. Fake news coming out of Bleacher Report, and it makes sense. It makes sense because if you read the article, the headline is something that's got everyone a bit captivated, everyone a bit bamboozled, right? Because where did this come from? OG Anunoby wanting out after he's got the most touches of his career in terms of shot, given the opportunities to create out there on the floor, play for a team that just bounced back, a team that fits exactly his timeline, that's been in a winning culture. He's won a championship with this organization, and he's a starter, key player for this squad, and Nick Nurse lets everyone sort of run wild and do their sort of thing. Why would he want out, right? But they kind of clarify in the article, Jake Fisher says that, it's likely external executives and external sort of GMs of other teams that are sort of promoting these rumors. Nothing directly has come out of the OG Anunoby camp. So how are people going to say that OG Anunoby is disgruntled if OG Anunoby hasn't said anything? If he hasn't been brought up in conversation, if he hasn't talked about it, right? How is this news? How can you make your headline that and then clarify that later in the article? Doesn't make sense. It's just external sort of people outside the Raptors front office. As Masai Ujiri says, other teams, they're always dreaming about an OG or about Raptors players going to their squads, and it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen, and OG Anunoby, he's staying with the squad. These other GMs, they're making this news up, making noise, just like we saw from Pascal Siakam last offseason. However, just like last year with with the Pascal drama that I got absolutely sick of, I know a lot of Raptors fans wanted to trade Pascal, and I guess he was struggling post-bubble. He did deal with injuries. I'm not going to call anyone crazy for thinking that, even though it was a horrible sort of take. Siakam's our guy. We saw that this season. OG Anunoby did struggle a little bit this year, especially in the latter half of the playoffs and that playoff series against the Sixers. He was tremendous in those first few games, and he dealt with some injuries. So that does make people question, should the Raptors trade OG Anunoby or not, disgruntled or not? And, obviously Bleacher Report, they fished that headline to get the news rocking, get people speaking like me out there on the interwebs, and they milked that. They came out with 5 OG Anunoby potential trades. And honestly, this is worse. This is more audacious, gross, bizarre than the initial report, because some of these trades are just absolutely gross. And they stuck, as said, Jake Fisher apparently said that the Blazers and the Utah Jazz are the two teams that are headlining it. So that's what the first two trades are involved with. Damian Lillard was also caught liking a photo of OG Anunoby reportedly being targeted by the Blazers. So maybe we got some recruiting there. But the first trade being brought up, we're going to break down, dive into all these, is OG Anunoby in return, or to the Portland Trailblazers, in return, the Raptors get Nasir Little, Keon Johnson, the 7th pick in 2022, and a 2022 second round pick via Memphis, which is going to be one of the worst second round picks in this year's draft. Look, I got flamed a little bit on Courtside Digest. People were getting mad at me for saying that Keon Johnson is not that much of an asset because they sent him and Robert Covington to the Clippers for essentially just Keon Johnson, which I thought was stupid, ludicrous for the Portland Trailblazers, but I digress. Keon Johnson, obviously a lottery pick, has some potential. Nasir Little was brutal to start off his career, but has the athletic abilities, has shown glimpses of being a solid player. And the seventh pick, maybe Masai Ujiri sees a gem in that first round, but is this really a package we're trying to trade away? A guaranteed upper echelon 3-and-D guy, a perfect glued guy in the modern NBA? Is this the type of package we're trying to trade that away for? No, not in my eyes. Unless Masai Ujiri sees a gem, a future star. OG Anunoby averaged close to 20 points per game this year and playing ridiculous defense, showing all that potential, that growth he has year after year. You can't give up on him for a package such as this. So that's a bit of nonsense. But this one that's coming up is just almost made me throw up. So this is the trade involving the Utah Jazz. And obviously the Jazz have been brought up as a topic discussion with Rudy Gobert. This is OG Gary Trent Jr., a 2023 first and a 2024 first round pick to the Utah Jazz. In return, the Toronto Raptors get Rudy Gobert, the Stifle Tower. Yes, he's a three-time defensive player of the year, but the article went on to say about how the Raptors would have to give a bunch of pieces. And I know I just read out the trade, so most people are already throwing out their golden kazoos looking at that one, but we contemplated about even just trading OG straight up for Gobert, and obviously, you know, you make some cap magic happen, do whatever you gotta do. But Gary Trent Jr. on top of it, and were the team throwing in first round picks? I came to the conclusion I wouldn't give up OG Anunoby straight up for Rudy Gobert. I know Gobert's the more established player. I know he has the defensive players of the years and all that sort of stuff. But you want mobile wing players that can shoot threes. And you know what? Gobert is a liability in the playoffs on the offensive end. And some could argue, you know, obviously, the Utah Jazz didn't have the greatest perimeter defense. So he's dealing with a huge load on the back end of that Utah Jazz D. But some may argue, especially in that Clippers series last year, Gobert might be unplayable at times on the defensive end of the playoffs. And that's for your defensive focus guy. And he's making $40+ million per year. OG Anunoby is on one of the best team-friendly contracts in the entire NBA. And you're telling us we have to throw in Gary Trent Jr. as well? Another close to 20-point per game score, 23-year-old 3-and-D guy. And two first-round picks? What is even going on here? What is this madness? What are people even talking about with this one? So those are the two teams, obviously, that was brought up in the article. But the next one is not as bad. I won't flame this one as bad. We got a neutral one in the middle because it's OG Chris Boucher, 2023 first, 2024 first for DeAndre Ayton. And I don't know how the market in Bleacher Report eyes, we have to give up more for Rudy Gobert than we do for DeAndre Ayton, who's obviously a 23-year-old former number one overall pick, made it to the finals last season, made it to the, semis this year, but was on the top team in the NBA, a strong, versatile defender at the five position, can show touch around the rim. DeAndre Ayton's great. Giving up OG for him would be difficult, but obviously positionally and all that sort of stuff, maybe that makes a bit of sense, especially the Raptors development staff. However, I just don't know if I trust... Fred VanVleet is a phenomenal... And he got better facilitating doing the point guard stuff. But obviously Lowry... I think Lowry had a bit more chemistry with the Raptors bigs. Maybe it's because we have more skilled big men in Jonas, Serge, Marc Gasol with Lowry here. But he had more chemistry, felt like, than Fred has had over the past couple seasons with our big men, you know, in the front lines for Toronto. So he hasn't been able to facilitate the same way with the bigs that we saw Kyle Lowry. So maybe if he had a more traditional setter-upper as our point guard, he'd be more inclined to get Ayton, but that's a difficult. I won't even dive into too much of that, but I think it's unrealistic. Anyways, he's going to get a big contract. He's probably going to want to go somewhere with a big opportunity, and the Raptors, maybe he'd be a fit. But DeAndre, and that's... I won't flame that trade, even though it's a lot the Raptors to give it up. We are also giving Boucher and two picks in that deal too, which might make it a little bit too much. But Ayton, you could argue that either way. The next one, they just get worse. They just get worse from here. OG Anunoby to the Minnesota Timberwolves. In return, the Raptors received Naz Reid, Malik Beasley, and 19th pick in the 2022 draft. Why? Why on earth will we do that deal? I know Naz Reid is young and he's shown promise as a big man, but defensively, he would be unplayable in our system. Nick Nurse wouldn't let him see the floor. Rondae Hollis Jefferson didn't see the floor for the first 2 months of the season when he was here, and he is known as a defender. And it was because he didn't buy in on the defense scene. And then obviously once he bought in, then you know, everyone loves Rondae, right? Everyone loves Hustle Man Jeff. But Naz Reid, I don't think he's getting out there on the court for this team, even though he can stretch the ball from behind the three-point line, all that sort of stuff. Malik Beasley, he was a high scorer a couple seasons ago, but this year was just brutal for him. Fell out of the Timberwolves rotation there for a little while, so I don't know why you're getting him. And then first, do I want a mid, what is it, 17th, 18th, whatever that pick is this season? Nah, not for OG Anunoby, so get out of here with that nonsense. And the final mockery of a trade we're getting from Bleacher Report on this in this video. Throwing it up on the screen there now. OG Anunoby to the Orlando Magic for Mo Bamba, Chuma Okeke, and a 2023 first-round pick. Now, maybe you value that first-round pick from Chicago. Zach LaVine leaves. The team implodes. They, Caruso, Lonzo dealt with some injuries, but I doubt they're going to be tanking or anything like that, so it's not going to be that valuable of a pick. Mo Bamba's a free agent in himself, so I don't know why you're giving up him, and Okiki's good, but why would we trade? The Raptors don't run these, like big men players. OG is the prototypical Raptor right now, and I know Okeke and Mo Bamba would fit, but they aren't half the player OG Anunoby is right at this moment. I don't know what to do. It's the off season, so I know people are fishing for content. We need some content too, so shout out to Bleacher Report, all the writers of these articles to break down. But let me know what you guys think of all these trades, of all these topics brought up. Do you think OG could actually potentially be disgruntled? And I'm just stupid for writing it off, but I don't think there's any way. Given the fact that they essentially said in the article that it's like external people likely leading the way on these rumors, on these reports. So I don't know. It is what it is. I just wanted to roast some Bleacher Report. Get some video content, some Raptors talk out there for you guys. But you guys are the best to make this far. Check out the Instagram, the Twitter, the TikTok, all that cool stuff. Lots of big things coming as the draft inches nearer. And then obviously free agent signings. That's Raptors Digest time, baby. That we love that time of year. So anyways, we're signing off. Cheers.